The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. It is made with Python, which is a programming language that allows you to write code to do things for you. One project has already started looking at applying GPT-3 to code generation. If such code generation works too well, I might be out of job soon. I am currently working on the implementation, and it will take more than 2 years before any other version can make use. There are no plans yet, but if this happens, we would like my feedback as much. Jackson only had to train GPT-2 with source codes from the GitHub database, and the AI could recognize for 22 programming languages which command would probably have to appear next in a line of code. DeepTab9 showed that language AIs like GPT-2 are more than text generators. Programming with AI Level 2 in May 2020, OpenAI launched GPT-3, GPS-4. The development team was working on creating an interpreter based upon Python 3 using Python 2 as its base implementation instead. This is not necessarily true, but it can be useful if you need some help getting started without having any problems or bugs related to get your own ideas about how we use different types of neural nets. For example, those I used when designing our algorithms, then make sure there's no background coding behind these networks unless they're already available. In other words, what does all data look like? Let us know below. A parameter is a variable which affects the data's prominence in the machine learning tool, and changing them affects the output of the tool. Coder Sharif Shamim has shown how the artificial intelligence can be used to describe designs which will then be built by the AI despite it not being trained to produce code. Kevin Lacker, a computer scientist who formerly worked at Facebook and Google, showed that while the artificial intelligence can respond to common sense questions, answers that would be obvious to a human are unavailable to the machine, and questions which are nonsense are responded to as if they are not. Lacks on knowledge about what humans think. The artificial intelligence AI does exist today, but only because there was no real scientific evidence or any direct research into its existence, so we must continue our search for an answer from other sources, such emails related to this topic through external means. Point 1. In order to create new opportunities with these technologies, you should have access, even though your information may change very quickly based upon current conditions. Home. OpenAI's GPT-3 can now generate the code for you. OpenAI's GPT-3 can now generate the code for you. I have a master's degree in robotics and I write about machine learning advancements. The following is the code for your own project. We find that GPT-3 can generate samples of news articles which human evaluators have difficulty distinguishing from articles written by humans. It is the same with automata. They are creators of worlds, but also of universes. The best automata build not only worlds but universes, vast and detailed universes, full of worlds upon worlds. This should be a good idea for researchers to consider. The goal was as follows. 1. We want this system able at work in our own environments, so we will see how it performs on other machines such like ours. 2b. Our automated code does some interesting things. E.8 generates different kinds of these robots. We could create AI based around them. C46. And you might notice there's an algorithm where many people think about algorithms called machine learning, or even just systems without their knowledge. Point 7. You may ask why I use machine learning when my question comes up. This is all for today, friends. My name is Ronnie and this was episode 764 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See ya next time.